A piece of land can change hands many times in 3 centuries. Consider 4 acres in the Adams Morgan neighborhood of Washington, D.C. It started as dense woods. Then it was farmed. In the 1800s, it became a Quaker and African-American cemetery. After the cemeteries were relocated, neighbors lobbied successfully for a park.
Today, the Walter C. Pierce Community Park lives up to its name. It's a place where whites, blacks, and now Latinos mix. People might go to different churches, schools, and stores, but they all use the park. And this August, we're going to join them every Tuesday. Our guide is commentator Katie Davis, who grew up a block away from the park and has many park stories.
Walk through our park, and one of the first people you'll come across is Bobby. Big, burly Bobby. He's sewn pockets onto his cut-off sweatpants, and there's a hunting knife and scissors poking up. A stuffed bear hangs off his waist. Newcomers ask, "Should I worry about that guy?" "No, that's just Bobby," we say. He keeps the park clean.
More people know me than I know them. People always call my name, but I don't know who they are.
Bobby didn't set out to look after our park when he arrived 25 years ago and started a small garden. But he's there every day now, doing what the city has no money to do and what the park group pays him a few dollars to do. He cuts weeds like he did back on his family cotton farm in South Carolina. He picks up dirty diapers in the playground, soda cans at the basketball court, and piles the overflowing trash cans onto a jury-rigged shopping cart and pushes it to the dumpster.
I cleaned them yesterday morning. No, Friday morning, yeah.
Bobby's the first to know when the water fountain backs up and when someone beheads the daylilies for fun. He doesn't call to report this, though, just laces the wilting flowers through my iron gate, and I know he's been by. Every morning, Bobby's in our park checking on things, using a golf club for a cane because his legs give him trouble now from his diabetes. He wears an ankle bracelet with bells, but it doesn't really jangle.
I'm still in the country. Just walking around the city, but I still talk like I'm in the country. And I move like I'm in the country, too. But you would think I was working for the government. I move so slow.
Last summer, the park group set out to make Bobby's watering chores easier. We bought 10 gator bags, plastic pouches that sit at the base of trees and soak the roots slowly. Bobby hated those bags. First, he told me the rats ate holes in them. I checked, and it wasn't true. Then he hid the bags. I put them back. Eventually, I realized those watering bags were scab laborers to Bobby. He was union, doing work the honorable way. It's something my old neighbor Ellen noticed, too, as she and her son spent days at the playground.
Well, I think Bobby really found his place in the world when this park came, and he really loves it, and it makes him feel important. And he is important here, and he very much is part of this. If I came back here and Bobby didn't work here anymore, I'm sure this park would look 10 times worse than the last time I saw it. But this is Bobby's world, and he loves it, and he takes care of it. And it's like hard work gives you back something to your soul that money doesn't.
Bobby would never say that. He doesn't waste words. But come any dry August morning, and you'll find Bobby at dawn pulling hose, 300 unruly feet of it. He's got to soak those new red buds and dogwoods the park people planted. And while he might put water in those gator bags, he will also douse the trees his way, so they'll sink their roots deep and wide, so they'll give good shade 30 years from now.
That comes from Katie Davis and her ongoing series, Neighborhood Stories.